This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. On Tuesday, the state Senate approved Senate Bill 328 that, if signed into law, would mandate that middle schools and high schools open their doors no sooner than 8:30 each morning. Citing extensive research by pediatricians that found that students performed much better academically and had fewer disciplinary issues in schools with later start times, the legislature wants to make a permanent change. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck said that if the bill is passed into law, it would impact Lafayette, Grant, Winship, and Alice Burney because they all begin the school day at 8:10. And Eureka High would see a small change with classes beginning at 8:30 instead of 8:20. Van Vleck said one potential issue could be with the teachers' union and any conflicts with the collective bargaining agreement. Two other measures were passed by the state Senate this week, including Senate Bill 309 that would sell specialized license plates if more than 7,500 are ordered that would read California Trust Women. The proceeds from the sale of the license plates would be used for reproductive health care programs in the state. The other bill, SB 17, would require prescription drug makers to give notice before they raise the price for medications and require insurance plans to cover those increases. The rural county representatives of California continue to support efforts by the state Senator Mike McGuire to return the payments in lieu of taxes program to the annual budget. Senate Bill 58 would require State Fish and Wildlife to pay counties for lost sales tax receipts for timberlands. The CHP is investigating the cause of a single-vehicle ATV accident that claimed the life of 59-year-old Redway man David Dresser sometime between Saturday and Wednesday. Searchers found Dresser pinned under the ATV on a trail south of Bryceland Road yesterday morning. The ATV had flipped and Dresser suffered fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office, along with friends and family members of 26-year-old Willow Creek man Joseph Barriga Crawford, have been searching for him since he was last seen sitting next to Highway 299 just east of Willow Creek last Wednesday. Crawford has been diagnosed as both bipolar and manic depressive, and he's 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. The search was expanded on Sunday after a pair of socks was found that could belong to Crawford, and additional search teams, along with dogs, have been called in as the search continues. Eureka police arrested 21-year-old Eureka man Victor Becerra yesterday following a high-risk traffic stop in the Walmart parking lot. Becerra was connected to a vehicle that had been reported stolen, and when officers approached the Toyota, Becerra was inside the mall. Officers interviewed and then released two passengers, and Becerra was later spotted walking near the mall and arrested. He was booked for possession of the stolen vehicle. Jordan Christmas has news from local police.
As we head into the summer months, residents who plan to leave their home for an extended period of time are reminded that they can contact local law enforcement in their area and have them do vacation house checks to make sure nothing out of the ordinary is taking place while you're away. The Arcata Police Department is offering house checks to vacationers who are gone for a minimum of 3 days, and the Eureka and Fortuna Police Departments are offering similar services as well. Residents must fill out a form ahead of time, and for more information, you can contact law enforcement in your area.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Planning Commission will host the first of two scheduled workshops tonight in Supervisors' Chambers at 6 o'clock to allow the public to comment on proposed changes to the county's cannabis land use ordinance. Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley has his own reservations on the county's planning proposals, and he foresees conflicts between the county, which regulates the unincorporated areas, and local jurisdictions like the city of Fortuna.
We have great issues with the ordinance as drafted right now. So over the past month, there's been a workshop, a release of a notice of preparation for their environmental document. I would urge those that have comments on this topic to attend the Planning Commission meeting.
Wheatley said on Talk Shop that the county should look at potential impacts, particularly if a city wants to expand and annex nearby properties, and that some space should be established to allow for future developments.
They've created a situation for conflict and problems. I've been taking a look at how some other counties have done this, and many of the other counties have built buffers around the local jurisdiction. So any of those cities, tribes, water districts within there, they put buffers of quarter mile to a mile around those just to avoid some of these exact things that we're talking about.
You can listen to Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley talk shop and planning by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.